This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. There are ordinances in some of your areas for raising chickens. And there's some in Missouri, like, for example, that you need to have a minimum of 144 square feet of chicken coop and a 50-foot setback from, you know, neighbors' property lines. And some places in Missouri say no roosters, and some say a maximum of 6 chickens. And so the government is preventing you from raising chickens and raising eggs, at least in the number that you may want to have. 6 chickens, if everything's working perfectly, if you have 6 chickens, you might get 4 or 5 eggs a day, maybe 6. But not 365 days a year. In the winter, the chickens, you know, the egg laying decreases. And so what if you wanted to have 8 or 10? I mean, we've had, you know, 20 here at our farm, and they run around free. And they can go wherever they want. But in the city, there's some concerns about, you know, noises, you know, roosters. Crowing in the morning. And do roosters crow in the morning? Every morning. Every morning. And just as the sun comes up, which might be real annoying to, you know, keyboard warriors, you know, people who flip each other's hamburgers, clean each other's houses, and make appointments for each other. You know, people who do important things like that. So, you know, the government has some rules and regulations. And where does this come from? It comes from whining people who say, you know, that my neighbor's rooster keeps me up, you know, in the morning. So then they have ordinances to say no roosters. Gwyneth, what's it like where you are?
Yeah, where I am, nobody really bothers about how many chickens you have. But I live out in the middle of nowhere. So nobody's really bothered about that. But in town, a lot of the municipalities do have rules about things like roosters and all the rest of it. And I was having this discussion with a friend of mine. Anything that's good for you, they want to ban. And anything that's bad for you, they either promote it or they really don't care.
So you're talking about what's bad for you or bad for the environment is electric cars, air travel. What's bad for you is tobacco. What's bad for you is marijuana. And so marijuana is being legalized. Other drugs are being legalized. Tobacco is taxed and promoted. There are advertisements for tobacco. And fluoride's bad for you, so the city's put it in the water. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what's banned around here. Water hyacinths. Now, a lot of people, I don't know if they like or dislike water hyacinths in America. But here in Australia, the government has put the word out that water hyacinths pretty well from the devil. But I'll tell you the truth about water hyacinths. Water hyacinths on a pond will stop the water in that pond from evaporating. Absolutely, 100%. You can pull out half of the water hyacinths from your dam, and you can feed them to your, from your pond, and you can feed them to your livestock, and within a matter of weeks, your pond will again be covered with water hyacinths. They are fully edible for animals, so they're an animal fodder. They're fast-growing, so they replace themselves quickly. They stop evaporation from ponds, so they save you water. And they put out a natural rooting hormone through their roots into the water. And so they increase the rate of growth of all plants that come into contact with that water, Vincent. How is that? What a beneficial plant. Everybody ought to be growing water hyacinths on their dams, but of course that's not how it is it? Around here in Victoria and through most of Australia, people will have a conniption fit if they see water hyacinths growing on your pond. They will freak out. And they will be on the phone so quick to whatever, you know, so-called government authority there is out there that it'll make your head spin. Here's another one, prickly pears. Hugely beneficial plant. But, my gosh, you know, the people here have been so brainwashed against them. The Nepal prickly pear is a fantastic plant. It puts sugars into the soil, which enrich the soil, encourage the growth of bacteria and fungi in the soil. They actually enrich the soil, and it's like growing a water tank on top of your soil. That is what growing a nopal cactus is like. They're absolutely easy to propagate. They have delicious fruit. Their leaves can be cut up and chopped up and put into a soup or into an egg fry-up. So if you're frying eggs and chilies and tomatoes and beans and all sorts of stuff in a fry pan. Here in Australia, they call that a fry-up. You can put the nopal pads, chop them up and add them to your fry-up, and they will taste great. You can chop them up and add them to a soup. The soup will taste great. You know, people have gone out of their minds. They don't know how to think anymore. And I actually heard another skit on the radio. I'm not sure if this was serious or if this was just a comic satire. But the person said, "Oh, well, who are we supposed to support now? Are we supposed to support Russia or Ukraine or Syria? Or who are we supposed to support? Oh, what does the radio say?" Well, the radio said yesterday that we had to support Russia. Now they're saying we have to support Ukraine. Blah, 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 blah. All so confusing. These people can't think for themselves. Will you just wake up, people, and start thinking for yourself? Start having your own best interests at heart. That's what you have, and the best interests of your family at heart. And when you begin to act in your own best interest and in the best interest of your family and in the best interest of your community, you will find that your life goes so much better. And if some nosy person, usually it's woman, so I'll say nosy woman, or some nosy bureaucrat sticks his nose into your business, you need to tell him to mind his own business. Because nothing that you're doing has anything to do with him. That's what you need to do. And if he protests, you say, "Listen, how would you like it if I came around to your house and behaved how you're behaving towards me now? What would you do? You'd call the police. We all know the police are on their side, not our side. We can't do that. But what we can do is we can be assertive, point at our gate and tell them to get off our land. We need to do that. We all need to do that, or we are lost. And we need to start doing things that are good for us and good for our family and good for our communities, no matter what. These stupid made-up rules that came out of somebody's head say, because these stupid made-up rules will end up destroying us if we all go along with it. That's what's going to happen. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely positively does. So benefits of chickens, for example, you know, rules, no chickens, or only 6 chickens. You know, you do need to protect your animals and keep them from being chewed up by, you know, predators. And I understand that. So if you keep your chickens humanely, I think that's wonderful. And that's what we do. We have free-range chickens. We have a chicken house. They know at night to go in the chicken house. And they fly up onto their roosts, and I have roosts for them in the chicken house. They fly up there, and they put themselves to bed every night. And then once they put themselves to bed, we close the doors. They have a heat lamp if it's temperature controlled. So if it gets too cold for them, they can stay warm under the heat lamp, infrared, 125 watts. And what I do is there are spots in the backyard that the grass is, you know, thin. So all I do is feed the chickens right there, and they eat. They eat scraps of carrots and, you know, carrot peels and tomatoes and whatever we have for them, and then they poop right there. And then you know what? Next year the grass is just fine because it's been fertilized by the chickens. They do it all. They do it for us. So it's a wonderful thing. They eat the bugs. They eat the grubs. They dig and spread the leaves around, you know, under the trees. They are the hardest working animals on the farm. Pound for pound, they are absolutely the hardest working animals. And they're really productive. And you can eat their eggs. And free range chicken eggs, the yolk is not a light yellow, it's a dark yellow. They're better for you, they're more nutritious. And you know where they came from. And you know they're fresh. Because you picked them up this morning or this afternoon. That's how it works. So, you know, it will cost you something, but it will give you some more independence. And the goal of USA Prepares instructors and students is to become more independent in every single way. That means a water supply, water filtration, electricity, reduced dependence on devices, storing your own propane in your own tank, storing your own diesel in your own tank, making sure that you know how to repair things, making equipment, cars, making sure that you have the tools that you need. And the supreme example that the aliens are laughing at us about, I think, is that automobile manufacturers are selling cars without spare tires, jacks to raise up the car, lug wrenches to change the tire. They're laughing at us. They're laughing at us because who in their right mind would have a vehicle without a spare tire? Who would do that?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
They're spraying chemtrails. Yeah, they're chemicals in the sky. You can see the chemtrails. And he was able to reduce the solar power generation here at our farm from 4,000 watts to 2,750 watts. And they just can't leave anything alone. They have to manipulate. We had a couple weeks, believe it or not, class, a couple weeks of no chemtrails, and it was magnificent. The sky was just beautiful blue, just like in the 1950s and the 1960s. It was magnificent. Nice, fluffy clouds. Beautiful. Sky was clear. Now, it's becoming more and more overcast. They just can't stop. That's our federal government. That's our military doing that. Is this necessary? Obviously, it's not. I figured that they were gearing up for war, and they were trying to save some jet fuel, so they stopped all this needless flying. Now they're back at it. This morning. Started up again this morning. These people are despicable. Destroying our planet. Absolutely. Imagine if you had a fan, you know, in your property, you know, in your backyard. And let's say you lived in a suburban house or a small city house, small city lot. You know, houses are packed, you know, 20 feet apart. And you're out in your backyard and you had a fan. And you took some flour, you know, finely ground flour, and you just dropped it, you know, very slowly in front of the fan, and just spread that flour out over your neighbor's backyard, and your other neighbor's backyard, and your other neighbor's backyard. Do you think they'd be furious with you for putting dust in the air? Do you think they'd be frosted? What if you took an airplane and did that? Would they be frosted? Of course they would. But they're not paying attention because it's in it. They're doing it from an airplane. They're doing it with a barium, aluminum, and strontium, and things that are absolutely toxic to the planet. But they're doing it, and they've been doing it for decades. It's disgraceful. Barry did it. Don did it. And then the buffoon's doing it. Gwyneth?
Yeah, it's, these people. It's not just the spraying in the air. It's the fact that we are right on the verge of nuclear war. And these people are actually stoking the situation. And why it is, it's like Gerald Celente says, when all else fails, they take you to war. That's a famous Gerald Celente quote, and it's absolutely true. And they are going to fill this planet with mushroom bombs before they're done. This is it. And it's prophesied in the Bible that next time the world would not be destroyed by water, it would be destroyed by fire. And it could be nuclear fire that the prophecy is talking about. But how can you tell how could you possibly conceive before the 20th century of such devastation as that caused by a nuclear blast? How about several thousand nuclear blasts all over the world? All that you can do is stay out of the way, stay on your land, cultivate your vegetables, keep your chickens, and pray to God that his wings might be stretched over you to protect you. That's all you can do. You can't do anything to stop the chemtrails. It's futile even trying. You know, but what you can do is you can grow crops on your land, vegetables. You can keep chickens, maybe keep some rabbits. That's all you can just look after yourself, and you can just look after your family. And I know I keep saying this over and over and over again, but it's absolutely true. And after the bottom of the hour news system, I would like to discuss agroforestry. And, you know, how people...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
U.S. USA News Update. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan will see his next vote for Speaker of the House at 11 a.m. today after he failed to get a majority. New York City Mayor Eric Adams warning it's only a matter of time before asylum seekers will be sleeping on the streets. Adams once again calling for federal help with the migrant crisis. The president is on its way to make a wartime visit to Israel. This right after a deadly blast at a Gaza hospital that killed hundreds. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon said it is not clear who's responsible. A teenage girl is dead after suffering a medical episode and falling onto subway tracks in Queens. The operator of the train pulled the emergency brakes, but was unable to stop. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God,
you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
There's a pretty famous guy. Now you all know his name. And he was asked about World War III, how it was going to be fought. And his quote is, quote, "I know not with what weapons World War III will be fought. But World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones." End quote. The person who said that, Albert Einstein. Gwyneth, you want to talk about agroforestry?
Yes, agroforestry. Now, this particular kind of agroforestry is called agave agroforestry. And what you do is you get agave Americanas, okay, and you plant them on your land in alleys, okay, which ideally should be either one or two machine widths wide with an extra 4 meters on either side. Okay, so you have the width of your machine. If you want to do one lane, that's fine. If you want to do two lanes, then you make it double width. And then you put an extra 2 meters on each side. That's to account for the growth of the agave, because they get very big. So they will grow 4 meters wide. And then what you do, you plant the agaves preferably on contour, but you can also do them along fence lines. You can plant them along, you know, the downhill side of berms where you've made a swale, which is a trench on contour, or you can simply plant the agaves in rows on contour. And what you do is you interplant the agaves. For every 4 agaves, you plant a tree legume, okay? Which, for example, a tagastaste, a moringa, a leucaena, a vergilia, a honey locust, any of these sorts of pod-bearing trees. You plant one of them for every 4 agaves. And you plant them in between the agaves. So you plant 1, 2, 3, 4 agaves. Then you plant a tree legume. Okay, and you plant the agaves probably about a meter apart will do. So when they are big, they will form a thick, impenetrable hedge with the tree legumes growing up in between them. And what the tree legumes do is they provide nitrogen in the soil, okay? And if you plant a tree legume with edible pods, such as a honey locust, you can eat the pods, you can feed the pods to your animals, you can feed the foliage to your animals. But here is the really, really amazing thing, which I've only just learnt this week. I'm passing this information along to the class. You can get the leaves of the mature agave Americana, of probably about 5 years old or more, and you can cut them off, and you can mulch them, that you can put them through a chipper, or you can crush them, or you can dice them, slice them, whatever you want to do. And then you put the agave mush into a 20-litre bucket. You put the lid on the bucket, and you put the bucket to one side. And you leave it for 2 weeks. Now, agave Americanas normally have in their leaves a pulp which is not edible because it's full of saponins and it's full of other chemicals which taste disgusting, which burn the mouth, and, you know, stock won't eat them. But once they've been fermented for these 2 weeks, you can take this pulp and all the noxious components are completely broken down and you can feed them to your livestock. and agave Americanas, if they are grown in with a tree legume system, they do not need any additional fertilizer and they do not need any additional water. And they will eventually grow to be enormous. And they will live to be, sometimes they'll live to be 100 years old. And once a patch is established, it will always be there. It will always continue to grow. You don't have, all that you probably need to do is now and again clear out the young suckers that come up at the bottom of it and transplant them or mulch them up or whatever, just to keep the patch, you know, a little bit more open and it probably a bit more attractive. But this is a system where anybody can feed all their animals for basically no cost. And if you pick a tree legume with very edible pods, like, for instance, a honey locust, like, for instance, a Lucina leucocephala, then you can put the pods, you can crush the pods and put the pods in with the mushed-up agave leaf as well. And the pods will provide even more nutrition to the mix. And if you do it this way, you can basically feed all of your animals for free. And all that you need, well, the most complicated tool that you probably would need would be a regular garden mulcher of the sort that operates, you know, you use it, you put old branches and stuff in it and it chips it up. You know what I'm talking about, Vincent?
Yeah.
A chipper.
Yeah, please continue. Yeah, they're called chippers here in the United States. Yep.
Yeah. But even if you don't have a chipper, you can make a big mortar and pestle out of a tree branch with another branch to be the pestle, was rounded the end of it down, and you can put the agave in the bottom of this big mortar and pestle, and you can pound it by hand. If you're ever that desperate that you don't have electricity and that you need to feed them, and these agave leaves are fairly soft and they don't take a lot of work to mush up. And like I say, you can feed, anyone can feed their animals. You probably wouldn't be able to feed hundreds of cattle that way because it would be far too much work. But you can feed enough animals to keep yourself and your family alive using this simple method. And like I say, you could have 14 for a small flock or a small herd. You could have 14 buckets lined up and pick an agave leaf each day, chip it up in the chipper, put the chips into the bucket, seal the bucket up, leave it to ferment for 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, come and pick it up off the end of the line and go and feed your chickens or your goats or your sheep. Maybe a house cow, whatever. You know, you and your animals will be in absolutely fantastic condition. And yeah, no, other than the chipper, there's no mechanical machinery necessary in this type of plan. And I don't know how common silage is in America, Vincent. But I know that in Australia, it is quite common for them to ferment the hay in a pit instead of putting it into a bale. And that's called silage. And cattle actually really love silage because it's fermented. So it's got that really nice sort of sauerkraut taste. And the cattle love it. The sheep, the horses, any animal that you could care to name absolutely loves silage, but I don't know how common silage is in America. Maybe you can comment there.
It's common here. It's common here. We don't do it on our farm, but some farmers do, and it takes a little extra equipment. It takes a little extra work, and I believe that some farmers wrap their bales in plastic. I'm talking about white plastic. So they take the bales of hay and put them in white plastic to reduce the amount of air that gets to them. And I believe they ferment just that way. And much more use of plastic. It needs need to have another machine to literally take a roll of plastic and you feed a bale of hay into it, and it winds around as if you're putting plastic wrap or saran wrap around in a piece of food. It wraps and wraps and wraps a complete 100% coverage of the bale. A lot of wasted plastic, a lot of extra effort, a lot of extra diesel fuel. We don't do it. I'm not saying it's bad. We just don't do it.
Yeah. Well, this is what you're doing with the agave leaf is you're basically turning it into silage. That's what you're doing. And I suppose if you wanted a bigger container, then you could use a bigger container. But like I say, the disadvantage of this system is it takes a while to set up. It takes the agave probably at least 5-7 years to grow big enough to where you can harvest it for this purpose. And, but it'll get there. It will get there. And once it's gotten there, you can harvest, you could plant 2,000 agave plants on a hectare of land. And that would be quite sufficient to feed a small herd of cattle for the family.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and the cost of wrapping a bale of hay might cost about $15 with the plastic. That's an additional cost. The cost of the machinery to wrap a bale of hay in plastic is somewhere around $25,000. So it's an expensive, or more, it's an expensive proposition, and we don't do it. We bale the hay, and we string tie it with twine. And the reason we do that is it uses so much plastic to net wrap. It uses so much plastic to turn the bales into silage. So we're trying to preserve the planet as best we can and be as conscious. And we use miles of twine per year, literally miles. So you wouldn't believe how much plastic is used in net wrapping a bale of hay. I mean, at the end of the feeding season during the winter, you have a pile, as big as a pickup truck of just plastic. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, wouldn't it be better to net the hay or tie it with baling twine to get air circulation? Why would they wrap the plastic around it? Is that to, ensile the hay to turn it into silage, or is that just to stop the weather from getting to it?
There's three methods that I know of. One is turning the hay bale into silage, which is wrapping completely, 100% wrap it with top, bottom, left, right, round and round and round with plastic to turn it into silage. Next method, which is what almost all farmers do except us, is to use something called net wrap. And so it's like a netting that will help shed water, but it completely wraps the circumference of the bale of hay, not the ends, but the rest of the bale around the hay. It sheds water and it holds the hay better. If you're going to truck it down the road, but you're left with an enormous amount of waste and plastic. You can't reuse it for anything. And the method that we use is we use a string tie method, and farmers are getting away from it because it takes longer. It takes, 20 seconds or so to net wrap a bale of hay, and it takes me about 2 or 3 minutes to string wrap a bale of hay. So the farmers just love the fact that it's faster, but they seem to forget the fact that they've got a pile of trash plastic that there's nothing that they can do with at the end of this season, and the extra cost. It costs us about 20 cents to bale with twine, and it costs, and we can reuse the twine, not for baling, but for other purposes. And it costs about $2 or more, maybe $3 now, to net wrap a bale of hay. So the balers cost more with net wrap, the net wrap features, and farmers love them. I don't get it. I just don't get any of this. It makes no sense to me. So what we do is we just leave.
Just in closing. Just in closing, because I know that we're right at the end of the broadcast. My Patreon account is up and running again. If members of the class want to support me on Patreon for $5 a month, they can do so. And I am putting out regular for my Patreon supporters. They will get regular manuscript extracts of books that I am currently working on. Okay? I am currently, my latest book project is a manual of how to set up an off-grid homestead. And I don't know of anyone else who has written a how-to manual on how to set up an off-grid homestead. But I'm working on this project. It's going to have 5 parts. It's going to deal with your earth. That means your food and your garden. It's going to deal with your air, which is your electricity. And it's going to deal with your fire, which is woodlot management and fireplace management, and it's going to deal with your water, which is your water supply, and it's also going to deal with transformation, which is how you deal with your waste. So these 5 parts are the 5 parts of the book of how to set up an off-grid homestead, and of course there is more to having a homestead than that, but this is an absolute
How do we get to it?
Okay, you go to Patreon and you search for Gwyneth Isaac and you will find me. And I will send you a link to my Patreon page and you can post it to any websites that you have happening, Vincent.
Okay. Gwyneth said, do that right now, please. Do that right now, please.
I will.
Gwyneth, thank you so much. I'll see you next week.
I will.
Okay.
God bless. Have a great week.
See you next Wednesday. Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendo.